it is. It's your Miley Cyrus and Flowers, BBC Radio Sheffield. You're with Paulette. And all this week, we're talking about the National Health Service and some of the issues it's facing, particularly this winter and in South Yorkshire and North Derbyshire. So today, we're focusing on GPs. You might have heard our Toby talking to GPs this morning and coming live from Burley Health Centre, where things do sound really good. Well, we're going to talk now to Jack Chowderna. He is a GP. He was a GP for around 30 years, starting out in Darnell in the 1980s. He's now a retired member of Sheffield Save Our NHS, and Jack's here just to talk a bit about his experience. How are you this morning, Jack?
Fine, Paulette, thank you. Good. Thanks, yeah.
So what inspired you then to become a GP?
Oh, that's a difficult question. So I was at medical school, actually in Bristol, and I started doing a different degree, biochemistry, and I got to know some medics who were having a great time. So I thought this would be a good thing to do. And really from there, I loved medicine. I really got into it. And I think I always thought that being a GP would be what I would do. I mean, lots of people obviously became hospital doctors, but being a GP for me was such a privileged, and you know, I felt so honoured really to be a GP. It's the best job in the world.
That's incredible.
I mean, you're there as a person that that people come to with all their problems, the whole range, yeah, really across the board, and the sort of intimacy, in a sense, people trust you. And I think trust is such an important thing. They trust you to do the right thing as far as you can by them. And of course, you know, the intimacy includes physical examination and listening to people with, you know, all sorts of difficult problems that they may have. And that, I mean, for a GP, for somebody to do that, to be in the position, was just fantastic. And I would just say to anybody who wants to do medicine or junior doctors that being a GP is, you know, for me, the best job in the world.
Sounds incredible.
But of course, there are problems.
Well, we'll talk about those. You were in Darnell. How did you come to be in Darnell then? Why did you choose Darnell?
I came from Bristol with my wife, because we wanted, I come from London originally, because we wanted to sort of, you know, the gritty north, if you like. And I suppose I was politically motivated in the sense that I thought, you know, we knew about the inequalities in health, we knew all the things that are still going on and have got worse, that people in those sort of communities, you know, need good GPs.
What were you seeing then? What were you seeing?
Well, there was the steel strike. So this is in the very early 80s. So, people in Darnell worked largely in steel, you know, down the Attercliffe Corridor, down to Rotherham. And the steel strike, you know, if you like, sort of was the first, you know, later on the miners' strike. You know, the sort of hollowing out, really, of industry in Sheffield that we've all seen as an industrial city, and trying, you know, looking after those people. And we had all sorts of people that we worked with, occupational health workers in the practice. I mean, you could attract all sorts of workers under the system, you know, to pay them, of course, and you know, but there were all sorts of things that we did that seemed really important. And of course, the population changed. There were people, for example, who worked in steel from Yemen who had come in the 50s and 60s. But then later on, you know, there were more and more people of, you know, from ethnic groups, Pakistani population, Bangladeshi, Somali later. We looked after the gypsy travellers in Sheffield, because they used to come to Attercliffe Common.
Did that present a different set of challenges
absolutely.
For you then?
I mean, the health, you know, being a GP is not just about, looking after individuals when they come, knowing their families, but also the communities and the population that you're serving, so that you know something about the need, really. So you have to be a bit of a public health person, I think, as well, and to really embed yourself in those communities so that they trust you. I mean, that, you know, particular problems with the gypsy travellers, because their health was always so terrible. I mean, they died young, I think they probably still do, and had all the sorts of problems that people were talking about earlier, you know, in Toby's program about diabetes and weight problems and smoking, all those sorts of things.
And is that the same for different parts of the community in terms of ethnicity then?
I mean, there are particular problems, for example, among the Asian community, there seems to be more diabetes, and I don't want to get into the reasons for that. But if you understand that, then you can focus some of your resources, whatever resources you have, and there are fewer and fewer of them, I'm afraid, but the resources you have in terms of staff, maybe, so practice nurses, interpreters, mental health workers, you know, and we worked really closely. We had a team. I think one of the principles, well, there are certain principles that I thought were really important, and that if we don't get them back or keep them, then I think we will be in trouble. Things like the continuity of care, so important to know your patient over a long period of time and their family. Teamwork.
We're going to talk a bit more about this. We're going to talk as well a little bit more about Sheffield Save Our NHS and why you are a part of that and what you perceive the NHS, the direction you perceive the NHS to be going in. I'm talking to, you may recognise his name, Jack Chowderner. So he was in Darnell as a GP in the 80s. He's now retired. He's telling us about his experience and also looking forward to the NHS and what we think could happen in the future. This is Whitney Houston, Jack. Fan of Whitney? I thought you might. That was a nod, by the way. I've got the pleasure of the company of Jack Chowderner. So Jack used to be a GP for the Darnell area of Sheffield and is here now just talking about his experience, but talking a little bit about the NHS's future as well, Jack, which is quite a crucial thing that you want to be a part of because you're part of Sheffield Save Our NHS. And we were talking, weren't we, off air? So you did 30 years at Darnell. You said it was a challenge in practice to be a part of. You set things up during the time you were there that you've left, you know, to continue. But so are you able to continue to feed the soil of Darnell practice then, like a good fertiliser, Jack?
A good fertiliser. That's a good... growing things is a good... is a good metaphor. So in fact, I am still involved with Darnell, not as a GP, but so I'm part of a group called Darnell Wellbeing, which is a community group that's based in the health centre where I used to work, although the building has moved, to do the sorts of things about walking with people and helping them to address the issues around, you know, the chronic disease, diabetes, weight, all those things, and big mental health things. And we've done work around long COVID, all those sorts of things. And there's an allotment there, so the fertilizer is used with growing things, getting people out there so that they're out in the open air, bit of exercise, doing, you know, a bit of digging if they want, but and growing and taking the food, taking it home, cooking it, you know, in the way that, but we're all being encouraged to plant-based foods. But also, as well as all of that, working with that community and sort of keeping that trust going, I think. I suppose I've always felt that the NHS is like the gem in the post-war sort of British life, and the model is perfectly good. So all the people who say, you know, we need to change to some other model, insurance based, just that just wouldn't work anyway. It's such an efficient model, and it's so good at delivering.
Well, it doesn't sound efficient at the moment.
I know.
We've got people saying, you know,
absolutely,
as Toby said this morning, that We love the people, we've been given good care, but we can't get to our GP.
Yeah.
I'm worried about being at A&E. I'm worried that I've got this illness that I can't access the care for. It doesn't seem to be going as smoothly as it should be.
Of course it isn't. So I joined Sheffield Save Our NHS when it was started around 2010, because the Conservative government at the time were bringing in the Lansley changes, which we just felt were just absolutely the wrong thing to do. And so that's when the group was created. And we've campaigned really over all these years during this time of the austerity. And the thing about austerity is it's a political choice. It didn't have to really happen. And I mean, the core thing is that in order to keep the NHS just ticking along as it should, you need 4% increase in NHS spending every year. And that has happened before, and even more. You know, some European countries, it's 6-7%. But under the last 12 years or so, it's been 1 or just over 1%. And that means that over that whole period of time, the NHS is, increasingly underfunded. And it just hasn't got the resources and the capacity to deliver all the things that you've just mentioned.
Is there a danger that we could lose it, do you think?
Well, general practice could go the way of dentistry. And dentistry is in a terrible mess. People can't get dentists, and there's private. And I mean, the private sector are sort of waiting to take advantage of the NHS. And I don't want to talk about it failing, but what I want to talk about is that it needs saving. It needs a whole lot of resources, which it hasn't had for all these years. We're missing 1 in 4 GPs are missing. Basically, I mean, that's just.
And is that because they're going or they're not training?
Well, they're sometimes burnt out. You know, as I was saying earlier on, all those years, and if people aren't able to practice in the way they really want to deliver the continuity of care, to work in teams, etc., then they get demoralised and they retire early. So the retention is difficult, and recruiting. So the government say there are more GPs. The Royal College of GPs say there are less GPs. So that everybody argues about the figures, but for example, the government include GP trainees in saying that the numbers have gone up, whereas full time equivalent GPs I think has gone down by about 700 since 2019. So
GPs are a crucial part of this equation.
They're crucial because primary care is the first port, and primary care. I mean, and people are talking about. People being able to refer themselves, say, to specialists. I mean, that is just, the GPs have always been the gatekeepers, and GPs deal with illness. Hospital doctors tend to deal with disease, and there's a difference. So when you're a patient and you're ill, you need somebody to help you understand what that illness means, and then if you can make a diagnosis and find a disease, then you can then pass that on to hospitals or manage it yourself. But a lot of illness doesn't necessarily mean there's disease. Say a quarter of symptoms, we did a little study in our practice, a quarter of symptoms don't mean you've got any disease. You're just feeling ill. Mm. And if you're a good GP, you'll be able to tell somebody that with a bit of treatment and care, you're going to get better and you're not going to need to go to hospital.
And that word care is so important because that's the resource that's needed, the care, isn't it, to take people to where
Absolutely.
They need to be. Do you think more of us are more ill? I know we're going into extra time here, but can I just ask you this as a final question? Are more of us ill now than we used to be? I know we've had COVID and, we've got more flu around at the moment. But
yeah. I think measuring what illness is quite hard. I think for me, again, from the perspective of the Save Our NHS group, the inequalities in health have increased in Sheffield. So in a more unequal city or an unequal situation, more people get ill, I would say.
Mm. Well, it's a conversation that we need to carry on. We've scratched the surface here, that's all, Jack. But it'd be nice to have you on again and have a further chat.
Happy
and
to do that.
It's great that you've still got your foot in the NHS in a sense and that you're keeping an eye on the situation with all the great work you've done. Jack Chowderner, thank you very much for joining us on BBC Radio Sheffield. And as I said, I'd love to check in again with you if you don't mind. Thanks for your time. BBC Radio.